You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 875, hour 2. My name is Max, and we're starting this hour with an avian theme. We will start with John Luther Adams and his CD Songbird Songs on Mode Records, a piece CD released in 2012. We'll hear his piece called Strange Birds Passing, completed in 2003 and started all the way back in 1983, actually. This is performed by the New England Conservatory, the New England Conservatory Contemporary Music Ensemble, John Heiss, director. We'll follow this with Susie Ibarra's Songbird Suite, from the Susie Ibarra CD on Susie Ibarra Trio CD on Zadik Records, released in 2002. And we'll end with Ron Nagorka and a piece called The Australian Magpie from his double CD Atomic Bomb Becomes Folk Art on Pogus Productions, released in 2014. Tasmanian composer Ron Nagorka will end the set after Susie Ibarra and this first piece, Strange Birds Passing, from John Luther Adams.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 875, hour number 2. My name is Max, and we just ended with Rhonda Gorka, a Tasmanian composer. That was a piece from his suite called Artemidi, a suite celebrating a family of Australian songbirds. And that was called Australian Magpie. And that featured Rhonda Gorka's field recordings and his musician friends playing along. We heard before Rhonda Gorka, and his that was from his album, a double CD called Atomic Bomb Becomes Folk Art on Pogus Productions from 2014. A double CD spanning his career from the early 70s onward. Before Rhonda Gorka, we heard from Susie Ibarra, the Susie Ibarra Trio. That was called Songbird Suite, music from Zadik Records, 2002. That featured Jennifer Choi on violin, Craig Taborn on piano with samples, and also featured Aikui Mori on programming, and of course Susie Ibarra on percussion. And we started with music from John Luther Adams from his Mode Records release Songbird Songs. We heard Strange Birds Passing, And that was performed by the New England Conservatory Contemporary Music Ensemble, conducted by John Heiss. You're listening to Martian Gardens. The complete playlists are at martiangardens.blog for any information you're looking for about any of these pieces. That's martiangardens.blog. And Martian Gardens is available all 3 hours for listening at your leisure at site radioforall.com, radioforall.net. Once again, that's radio numeral 4ALL.net, where you can find Martian Gardens podcasts. We'll hear next music from Elizabeth Hoffman from her CD Interior Harmonique. We'll hear a piece called Song Stressed, electroacoustic music based on bird calls. We'll hear music from Forest Fang, a piece called Waterbirds. And that's from his Gongland CD on Project Records, released in 2000. After Forest Fong, it's Fong, not Fang. We'll hear from the Burlington, Vermont-based composer Dennis Bathory Kitts, and a study in musique concrète from 1972 called Dialp. And I asked him for details about this piece, and he has a very little recollection of what he was doing or what he was thinking in 1972, but this is one of many pieces that he has up on his site called maltedmedia.com. Dennis Bathory Kitts will be the final piece after Forest Fong, Waterbirds, and Song Stressed by Elizabeth Hoffman. I do miss the songs of the birds at this time of year in the middle of February, and look forward to their return, at least the few that we have left. Elizabeth Hoffman, electroacoustic music on Empreintes Digitales. This is called Song Stressed. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 875, hour 2, and we ended that set with music by Dennis Bathory Kitts, a piece called Dialp, which is a study in musique concrète from 1972. I asked Dr. Bathory Kitts for more information on the piece, and he said he had none, very little memory of it, other than it was a study and not something he considered a completed piece, but I liked it, so I've played it. That comes from his site called maltedmedia.com. Dennis Bathory Kitts. We'll hear more from him in the coming weeks. We heard before Dennis Bathory Kitts, a piece called Waterbirds from Forest Fong's Gongland CD on Project Records from 2000. And we started with Elizabeth Hoffman and a piece from her electroacoustic music CD called Interior Harmonique, I should say, and that is from the Empreintes Digitales label, released in 2010. This is we heard a piece called Song Stressed, and actually that was a 2012 release. Elizabeth Hoffman's composition is from 2010. Song Stressed, electroacoustic music. Based or sourced from chiefly from bird calls. We'll end this hour with music from Steve Fisk from his collection of tape pieces from the 80s called Over and Through the Night on K Records, a piece called Lying in Texas. The opening sounds of this piece reminded me of Dennis Bathory Kitts' piece, Dialp, reminded me of the opening sounds in this piece. We'll end with Dennis Bathory Kitts' friend and colleague, David Gunn, and a piece called West of Topeka, to complement Lying in Texas. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so? You think they were lying too? Well, why would they lie to me? Why would you lie to me?
I was persuaded to.
Who persuaded you?
Somebody who convinced me that it'd be easier on you if you still believed that Mark Grayson was alive. And I went along with it because I saw how desperately he wanted to believe.
Mark Grayson is alive, and there's no doubt about that.
Believe me, Mrs. Ewing, the whole thing was a hoax. Now, I don't know about these doctors you saw, but, well, if I can be bought off, so can they.
Someone paid you to lie to me?
Yes.
No one has any reason to do something like that to me.
Obviously somebody has.
Who? Tell me who. I want to know their name.
You are yours. J.R. Ewing. J.R. Ewing. J.R. Ewing. J.R. Ewing.